Nearly 2 million Iraqis have fled their homes because of violence this year. Many are Shiite Muslims escaping the self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS. That militant group has brutally murdered Shiites and other non-Sunnis. Many Shiites are heading south to safety, and that is a symbol of a major shift in Iraq, away from integrated communities. NPR's Alice Fordham has this story from Najaf in southern Iraq.
The shrine of Imam Ali at Najaf is a vast gold-domed edifice where Shiite Muslims from all over the world gather to pray. But just a few minutes' drive away are travellers of a different, shabbier kind. A long row of sheet metal buildings is draped in bright flags with religious slogans. Usually, these are for pilgrims to sleep in, but right now they're spilling over with displaced families. The children are excited to have a visitor, keen to show off. They skitter around while their moms try to keep things clean. It's tough for these kids, says Zahra Raqib, a mother of four of them. We know we're displaced, but they don't understand. Even after a decade of upheaval, for many people this migration feels like a disastrous turning point for themselves and for Iraq. Next door is Mahdi Mousawi. He's a grandfather from the same village on the green plains of northern Iraq up close to the city of Mosul. He tells me he used to drive a bus back and forth to Baghdad. A few hours' ride. But last time, to avoid extremists, they took a torturous, days-long route through a half-dozen cities. They really didn't want to leave. They'd stayed for years, even after Mousawi lost a son and two nephews to Al-Qaeda militants. Still, ISIS is worse. He was sure that if he stayed, they'd kill the whole family. But Najaf's not like the north. It's so hot here, so dry, the people are so conservative. Back home, they'd all jump in the River Tigris, then run back for lunch. Their neighbors were Sunnis, Christians, and tiny minority sects like Yazidis. Here, everyone's Shiite. Will they ever go back?
Inshallah, 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 inshallah.
They really hope so. But others aren't so sure. I sit a while with Salah Asherba, appointed by the provincial council to look after the 100,000 or so displaced here. Men present papers to be stamped. Then young guys with Shiite slogans on their vests rip open boxes of blankets for them, hand out packs of dates, all provided by the organization that runs the shrine here. Sharba wonders if Iraq might split into separate states. Sunnis in the west, Shiites down here in the south, Kurds up north. Sometimes he wonders if that might be better. He says he once drove through the former Yugoslavia and saw where people once at each other's throats are now in separate countries and life's back to normal. It gives him hope the same could happen here. Alice Fordham, NPR News.